This is Crime Binge.
Welcome to Crime Binge,
the mini-sode.
And this week, it's mini-sode 15, and things are a little different.
Yeah, we're coming at you with something new.
Yeah, we want to try something different because we feel like our discussions / reviews are not really that enjoyable for other people.
Yeah, especially if they haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so we are going to test something out and try and do some current events, basically.
Yeah, just some small things that are happening in the crime world. We're each going to talk about a couple things.
Yeah.
And yeah, we each found two stories that have happened in the year 2020.
Yeah. We aren't that far in yet, so. Yeah. And I think everything is pretty much from February with the exception of one of our stories, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And this is our news update, that Doppler music. Doot, 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 doot.
Yes.
That's good.
All right. Are you ready to jump on in?
Yeah. How about you kick us off with your first article?
Okay. So the first thing that has happened in the past week has happened in Florida.
Right.
And it's kind of sad. These two dolphins were washed up on the shore, mm-hmm. and they were shot and stabbed to death.
What the fuck?
And, yeah. And it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They're nice, intelligent creatures.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, they're not that nice. Yeah. Dolphins are rapists.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
but they are smart.
They are smart. You still shouldn't shoot and stab them.
No,
but they are rapists. So, sorry to shatter the glass.
Right. Since 2002,
yeah,
there have been at least 29 dolphins that have been impaled or shot with guns or arrows, found on Florida beaches.
What the fuck?
And in May of last year, a dolphin was found dead along Captiva Island near Fort Myers, and it had a fatal puncture wound in its head, supposedly from a bullet, and there's still an investigation going on into that death. They haven't caught anyone, found anything out. And most recently, in the past week,
yeah,
two dolphins were found dead on Florida beaches.
What the hell?
And one dolphin was discovered dead in the waters off of Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
In the Gulf of Mexico. And the dolphin had either been stabbed, shot, or both. And the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge found the second dolphin,
yeah,
with a bullet in its left side alongside Pensacola Beach in the panhandle.
I keep just not saying anything because I'm just staring at you blinking.
Yeah, who fucking does this?
Yeah.
So experts believe that the wild dolphins are being fed. And so it's causing them to be more comfortable around humans.
Right.
And then they come around and either the humans get scared and defend themselves or, they're monsters and they think it's funny.
Yeah.
And under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, it is illegal to interact with wild dolphins in any capacity outside of scientific research, including attempting to swim with pet or elicit a reaction from the animals. Also, shooting them or stabbing them is very illegal.
That sounds like some most dangerous game shit. Someone's just going out in the water and hunting dolphins to be weird.
Yeah.
The arrow thing is what was weird. Probably a harpoon, maybe.
Yeah. People will do I can't remember what it's called, but the crossbow spearfishing. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Okay.
I have a friend who does that. And I get that if you're in the middle of spearfishing and because you're in the water doing it and a dolphin comes up to you and starts harassing you. I would get that. But I feel that wouldn't happen as often as 29 times.
Also, I am so dumb that I thought spearfishing, you literally carried a spear with you and did that thing where you try and stab the fish in the water, you know?
I mean, it's just powered.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but you have like a crossbow type
thing. I feel
thing.
Like it's manlier if you just stand in the water and stab into the water and catch the fish.
I mean, it's manlier if you can catch a fish with your fucking bare hands.
That's true. If you can't catch a fish with your bare hands, you don't deserve your fish. I'm just kidding. But yes, you should not touch dolphins if you see them out in the wild. And
or manatees.
Or manatees. And one time when I was a kid, I went with my friend to Key West. We were like 12 or 13. So we weren't partying in Key West. We were just visiting her mom. And manatees came up to the dock and other people were petting them. So I pet them. And I told my dad, and my dad goes, you know, that's illegal, right? And I was like, no, I didn't know it was illegal. And he's like, you can get in a lot of trouble. Like the police Aww. Might be after you. And I was like, dad, I didn't mean to. And like, God he fucked it. With me so hard. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I won't ever touch a manatee ever again. And like, I didn't after that because you shouldn't fuck with them yeah. in nature. But yeah, I was very terrified that I would get arrested for petting a manatee.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, I think it was SeaWorld said that they're going to stop the rider or the like trainers riding
Oh, that's
dolphins.
Good.
Like they'll still do dolphin shows, but the trainers won't ride on them.
Yeah. So they're learning kind of.
Right? But NOAA's Office of Law Enforcement is offering a reward for up to $20,000 for any information that leads to those responsible for the death of the recent two dolphins.
Good.
Yeah. And so anyone with information can call 1-800-853-1964 and
there
leave
you
an
go.
Anonymous tip.
If you know someone who is doing mean things to dolphins, call them up. Do yeah. it anonymously. Anonymously is what I said. Anonymously.
And that is my first story.
Nice. I like that one. I don't like it, but it's something I'd never like I've heard of before. And yeah. it's interesting that it's a reoccurring thing.
Yeah, I definitely hadn't heard of it before.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you my story. And you might have heard about this.
Okay.
I just want to let everyone know this is the story that was originally published on January 18th of 2020 this year. And the article that I read is entitled Kidnapped 14-Year-Old Girl Rescued After Friends Use Snapchat to Find Her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I was like, clever girls. And the main source I used was NBC News and CNN, but like everyone reported on this. So mm-hmm. there's a ton of news effort about it. But most of the information I got from an article written by Janelle Griffith. So I didn't steal your article, Janelle. Okay. I mean, I did, but like, I'm giving you credit.
Should I say my dolphin one was from a CBS News article?
Sure. Yeah. There you go. Eventually, when we get a freaking website, we'll cite all of our sources yes. on there. So you can go to the direct link.
Yeah. We keep track of them.
Yeah, we do actually. So let me get into my story.
All right.
A 14-year-old girl had been kidnapped and sexually assaulted and was able to alert her friends using Snapchat. And this was able to, this allowed the police to pinpoint her exact location.
Oh.
So.
Like the little, when you like zoom out to the map
yeah.
and it's a little bit emojis?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they tracked her phone based on her location.
Smart.
Yeah. And her friends called 911 and they actually told the cops the specific location that they were mm-hmm. at. And the police responded to a suspicious circumstance, is what they called it, at a motel in San Jose at around 11:08 a.m. And this occurred in California, by the way. And at the motel, they found 55-year-old Albert Thomas Vasquez attempting to leave, and the girl was still inside the motel room.
Mm-hmm.
He was immediately arrested and booked, and he was taken to the Santa Clara County Jail on charges, and they charged this motherfucker.
Good.
On charges of kidnapping to commit rape, digital penetration of a child under 14 years with force, false imprisonment, lewd act with a child 14 or 15 years with force, and rape by intoxication or controlled substance.
What is digital penetration?
I don't know. I assume it's like recording the event.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely certain. I did mean to look it up and then totally forgot.
I got it. I'll look it up. Oh. Okay. Digital penetration means the use of fingers to penetrate the vagina or anus.
Oh, with your digits.
Oh!
Because your fingers are digits. Wow, we real dumb.
We live in an age of technology.
Yeah.
You can't see. Yeah, I was like, maybe it's like him forcing pictures on her or recording it. That would make sense. Wow, yep, okay.
That was the most millennial fucking thing you and I have ever done. That was incredibly
really
dumb. Oh, wow.
Whew. Excuse us.
So, when he was booked, he was held without bail. And allegedly what occurred is that he had met with a girl earlier in the day in Capitola where he gave her drugs and she became incapacitated. He then called two other men, Antonio Carino Salvador, who is 34, and Heriberto Gonzalez Avarenga, 31. And these men were also booked on felony charges of kidnapping and conspiracy.
Good.
So the three men took this girl against her will.
And how old was she again?
She was 14.
Okay.
Which is why we don't have a name, because she's underage.
Yeah.
And they forced her into the car where Vasquez raped her. And then he took her to the motel and raped her again.
I don't understand people.
Like, yeah.
How people can literally just be sitting in a car while someone rapes a child.
Yeah, like you're just sitting in the front seat or something while this happens in the back seat. Like, what kind of individual are you?
Right. It's even worse the person who's raping her, but like,
yeah,
like to not do something and contribute to that is just like mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and you deserve to be charged with felony charges because 100%. You should have helped in that situation instead of force this girl into the car.
Right.
But while she was in the motel, the girl grabbed her Snapchat and like literally messaged her friends telling them that she had been kidnapped and she didn't know where she was. So they just got on her little thing and pinpoint her location and called the police.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, honestly, good for you.
Yeah, that's where technology helps us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think everyone like shits on Snapchat and like I definitely turned off my location, but mm-hmm. I have a stalker ex too that I don't know if he'll randomly follow me with new names. So I keep my location off. So I don't know. Like, do you keep the location on or do you keep the location off? Because it helps this girl.
That is true. Because I had mine on for the longest time and I just recently turned it off. And I really don't have a reason why I did or didn't have it on. But I also like want to I downloaded the If I Go Missing kit from the Crime Junkie website.
Oh, nice.
And I want to like fill it out and have that ready. It's like 20 pages long.
Oh, yeah. It's very in
depth.
It's crazy. Which is why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. But like, I mean, that is smart. But a lot of smart people will like take your phone or destroy your phone or turn it off or whatever. So I think she kind of just got lucky there.
Yeah.
But that's also, that's amazing.
I thought it was cool. It's like that one time that the girl saved someone from choking because she saw it on SpongeBob.
Amazing.
Like things like that where like they learn it from something that everyone shits on and then it helps in the long run is always funny to me. But yeah, unfortunately that girl was attacked, but she was saved when like nothing worse happened to her. Like it didn't result in a murder or something like that.
Yeah, so, she definitely could have been murdered, could have been sold into the sex trade.
Yeah, a number
anything.
Of things.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that it ended the way that it did.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, give us your next story.
All right. So my next one comes to us from Oklahoma. And I actually did two articles. They're both NBC articles.
Yeah.
But one of them was written this year and one of them was written in 2014.
Oh, okay.
Because I did some background on what happened.
Yeah.
So basically the title of the article from now is Oklahoma is set to resume executions years after death chamber mishaps.
Yeah.
So they're going to start executing people again. And why they stopped.
Yeah.
Is what is interesting to me. So I couldn't get the exact date. It was in 2014, 2015 kind of thing.
Okay.
Inmate named Clayton Lockett was supposed to be executed, but his lethal injection went wrong.
And this happens a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to watch it, John Oliver does an entire 20-minute segment on his show about lethal injection. And oh, wow. It's really informative and you should watch it. It's not regulated at all. Yeah. So go on with your thing. But yeah.
So Oklahoma decided in 2014-2015 to try a new three-drug combination. And it's the one that's used in Florida. But okay. It had never been used in Oklahoma before.
Right.
And the three drugs, I'm going to destroy these names.
Yeah.
Are midazolam, which is a sedative.
Okay.
Vicrolium bromide, which is a paralytic.
Okay.
And potassium chloride, which is the heart stopper. But Oklahoma decided to change up the dosage.
Yeah.
Like compared to what Florida uses. So this particular combination had never been tested before, before this man.
Yeah.
And before the execution, Clayton Lockett's lawyers tried to force prison officials to reveal where they got the lethal doses from.
Yeah.
Saying that they should be allowed to investigate how they were prepared and whether it would be effective. Like, where did you get it from? What's it called? What's the dosage? Like, to do research because they knew that this was a new combination.
Yeah.
But the Supreme Court ruled against it and said you can't have this information.
It is insane to me.
Yeah. So in the middle of his execution, Clayton, who was a convicted murderer,
yeah,
started regaining consciousness, mm-hmm, and tried sitting up and like was still alive after being administered these drugs.
Yeah.
And so the prison officials stopped the execution, like mid-execution, and he died of a massive heart attack.
Yeah. Because your body can't take that.
Exactly. So it's not entirely clear why it went wrong.
Right.
And the prison director said that an intravenous line blew after Lockett was given the midazolam.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sedative.
Oh, okay.
And then the other two were flowing into his body, so the other two were working and the sedative was not.
Jesus Christ.
And apparently vein problems are not unheard of during executions. But his veins were previously very healthy, and they suspect that something went wrong with the way that the drugs were administered. Or,
well, you want to know something really fucked up? Most executions are just done by a random prison guard because it's illegal. Well, it's not illegal, but doctors, when they take the oath, they can't administer that kind of drug. So, like, it's almost never done by a doctor.
Yeah, there's usually, like, a doctor on site. But, yeah.
But they're not administering it. So, like, it's just people who aren't trained in that just sticking needles into your arms. They don't know if they've hit a vein or not.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know that.
Like, it's just, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
And so, another man named Michael Lee Wilson, who is 38. Was put to death in Oklahoma for the murder of a store clerk. And after the pentobarbital was injected, he started blurting out, "My whole body is burning," when he was supposed to be unconscious.
Yeah.
So this is from the article of this year. So that's why they halted all lethal injections.
Right. Makes sense.
So this article came out on February 13th of this year. And Oklahoma plans to resume executing death row inmates 5 years after the lethal injections were put on hold. And, like, the state criminal appeals court, like, they've let them know that they're ready to start execution, which triggers a 5-month wait before an execution can be scheduled so people can appeal it for themselves.
Okay.
This guy named Dale Birch, or Biatch, is a federal...
Biatch? I'm sorry.
It's close to Biatch. Who is a federal public defender who represents death row inmates.
Yeah.
Who are challenging the state's execution procedures in federal court. And he said that he's disappointed the state is reverting to the same 3-drug protocol that was the reason why they halted it, instead of, like, going on to something else that's proven to work. And he also says, Oklahoma's history of mistakes and malevolence?
Oh, shit. I know how to say that word. Malevolence.
Sorry. Yes, malevolence.
Yeah.
Reveals a culture of carelessness around executions that should give everyone a pause. In the next few days, we will advise the federal court and continue with the ongoing litigation challenging... Fuck, this guy has lots of big words. The constitutionality of Oklahoma's protocol. And so in 2016, Oklahoma voters overwhelmingly approved the state to continue and reinstate executions. And there are currently 47 inmates on Oklahoma's death row.
That's crazy.
47 possible insane fuck ups. And like the president of the United States, like, called it inhumane.
Yeah.
And, like, all this stuff, because if you get executed, you're supposed to be executed humanely. Like,
right.
Even though you do the shittiest things to people, like, I guess still have rights. I know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You still have rights, but it's like, you know, you torture someone and then you get killed humanely. But yes, you have the right to be executed humanely, and it just ends up being torturous if, you know, your whole body is burning from the inside out because some doctor or, like, researcher couldn't figure out what the correct dosage should be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that last podcast on the left actually did, like, a whole episode, if not, like, a 2-part series on lethal injection.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because it's a really hard topic, because I personally don't think that they should be doing lethal injections the way that they do, because they do go wrong so often. And some people are okay with it because, like, and that's fine. You're allowed to have your opinion.
Yeah. Like, but, I mean, that's one place where we differ. Like, I am for, I mean, however they do it, lethal injection or not, I'm for execution or capital punishment. And that's just our opinions.
Yeah. It makes me concerned because there's, like, an estimated 100,000 people on death row right now who are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what makes it hard. Because not only are they going to die, but it might be really fucking painful when they die, because you have to get those drugs, like, outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like,
it's crazy.
I definitely see that. And I feel like it should be for people who have been totally proven to be the actual person, and they've confessed, and there's, you know, 1,000 degrees of evidence in favor of them.
It's hard.
It was, you know.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you, my personal opinion, if you just, like, shoot a store clerk during a robbery, you shouldn't get the death sentence. Spend days torturing someone, you probably should.
Right. Yeah. It's a weird topic.
It is.
I'm sure people will leave us nasty reviews after that, but
sorry.
No, it's not either one of our opinions.
Yeah.
You know,
we have differing opinions. So.
Yeah. So either one of them, I'm sure, will get a comment about how we're middle school girls.
And we can still be friends, even though we have differing opinions.
differing Well, I blocked opinions. You on Facebook. I'm just kidding.
So that's why you didn't like that thing I tagged you
I
in.
Did like it.
I know, I'm fucking with you.
I didn't know. I saw today, I logged on, that you had tagged me in something 10 hours ago on Instagram.
Yeah.
Had no idea. Okay, let's get on to our final story. This one's yes. a short one.
Okay.
Because as the day we're recording this, this happened yesterday mm-hmm. on Sunday the 16th. So this article that I used was from the New York Daily News, and the article was written by Kate Feldman. And I'm not going to read the article title because it just gives the entire story away, kind of like my last one, too.
Okay.
So, Richard Banaheen, who is 5 years old, was reported missing around 10 a.m. on Sunday the 16th after his mother's car was stolen from a check cashing business. His mother, Rita Namusubu, I think.
Okay.
33, told the local newspaper that she had stopped there on her way home and she left the car running with Richard inside because he had fallen asleep and mm-hmm. she was just going to run inside to the business and run back out.
Yeah. I mean, better than in Florida where people lock their kids in their cars with no
AC on and no window cracked. Yeah, it's much better than that. And while she was inside, the car was stolen. And she was also quoted as saying to the newspaper, "I didn't want to turn the heat off. I'm not worried about my car. I just want him." Because
mm-hmm. yeah.
she was probably feeling like really judged at that moment, you know?
Yeah.
But after 6 hours, which is still a really long time to think your kid is gone, but 6 hours later, a Good Samaritan named Carlos Marquez, don't know, he spotted Richard and took him to safety. He, because an Amber Alert was mm-hmm. issued earlier that day, and he actually fucking looked at it.
Wow.
And he told the newspaper that he saw Richard, and he said that he looked really worried. So he went up to him and told him to get inside his car, and he said, "I'm going to get you some help," and, like, took him to the police. Aww. And he was returned to his mother safely later that day. And at this time, the two suspects have not been caught who stole the car.
They weren't in the car?
They weren't in the car. They, like, stopped somewhere else to go inside somewhere else, I think. And they left him in the car again. Or they realized there was a kid and they ditched the car somewhere and he just stayed in the car.
Yeah.
It's unclear because it, like, is still a developing case. But, yeah, the police are still looking for the men who stole the car. But Richard was returned safely to his mom, which is really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just, like, a lightly hopeful case that a little boy was returned quickly to his mother relatively to other stories we've heard.
And what state was that, did you say?
Think I said a state, but I'm pretty sure it happened in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a really cute little boy mm. and I felt bad because the little picture of him is just like,
oh, yeah, he's, I mean, you're probably so scared. And
five.
I don't know these people.
One time my mom left me in the car just to go inside at our house. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and started sobbing.
Yeah.
And then she came outside and was like, "What's wrong?" Like,
well, it's like that Florida man story that I had where, like, the guy left his dog in the car for like 5 seconds and the dog started driving the car.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to go home.
Yeah.
But we hope that you guys liked this little bit of a different mini-sode. Let us know if you like the content but want it, like, done a different way, vice versa. I think I'm going to make a survey.
Okay.
Because I'm a nerd and I like surveys. And we'll post that. But we'll let you know more information about that when I actually do so. but do you want to tell them where they can reach us?
Yeah, you can reach us on all the social medias. We got Twitter, we got Instagram, we got Facebook, all at Crime Binge. And you can also email us.
Yes.
crimebinge@gmail.com.
Tell us your current events in your areas where you live.
Yes. And, like, we're thinking about, like, doing some this and some like the movie discussions like we did before.
Yeah, like this once a month and the other thing once a month. Yeah, because we only do two minisodes a month.
Yeah, and so that way we can do like we can spend more time on the things we have to watch and
right
stuff like that, because yeah. It's hard to watch a whole documentary in a couple days and like have all these thoughts about it, you
yeah
know?
Exactly. So we hope that you guys liked that, and keep on binging. Bye.
See ya.